Okay, we're picking up with the new Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Do you have a volunteer to read the new Mishnah? Do you all come to order? Volunteer to read the new Mishnah? Avi Markowitz? Go ahead. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.
Mishnah.
Come on, please.
Oh, okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omar. Arba Esra.
Arba Esra.
Sudas. Chayev Adam Le'efel Besukka. There are 14 sudas that you're chayev to eat in the sukkah. Or on sukkahs. Which one?
You tell me.
In the sukkah.
Okay, good.
Echas b'yom ve'echas b'layla.
Echas b'yom ve'echas b'layla.
Right. One at during the day and one at night.
Mm-hmm.
The chachamim omrim. The chachamim say, ein le'divor, davar.
Davar?
Davar kitzva.
Good, what does that mean?
It's like a strainer.
So what, a strainer?
Definite thing.
Limit, right, that was the one.
Limit.
Oh, he was thinking strainer because of... Rashi says
that's
Skookum, and he found Skookum means a strain.
I make some good derivations.
All right, Kitzvah, there's no limit.
Right,
I mentioned to some of the guys before, there's, we say in the davening, right?
No limit how much you could eat or ain't how many meals.
Ain't Kitzvah l'shno secho? Yeah. Ain't Kitzvah l'shno secho? I don't know if the Svarim have that. They don't have that. Ain't Kitzvah l'shno secho?
I think I know what the problem is. The security key's not in there.
I don't know what that means.
Must take that out.
Yeah. It means that there's no, you don't have, oh, sorry.
Chita said what? That there's a specific number of meals that you have to eat. You have to have 14 meals at the, in the sukkah throughout the yontif. Now, Chacham is saying, no, there's no amount, there's no set amount. It's not set, there's no kitzvah.
How many meals, right?
Right. Elo what? You just have, there's one thing that you have to do. What's the one thing you have to do?
You...
That night you have to eat. Is that what you're saying?
The ode. Oh, I don't know. Did you read that? Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Mi shelo achal laila yom tov harishon.
Yashlin.
Right, I got it.
So what's the problem? What happened? The guy didn't do what?
He didn't eat the first night in the sukkah.
Right.
He has to do it the next day.
Well, not the next day.
Next night.
Well, read it. Don't guess. Yashlin when?
Yashlin Laila. He makes it up.
Yashlin Laila Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. You got to keep reading.
It's important.
So when are you going to make it up? You're going to make it up the last night of... the last night of Pesach. The last night of Sukkot, which is really not, as we'll see in a minute, not Sukkot proper, it's Shemini Atzeres. So
that's what it's referring to?
Yeah. We'll see.
It didn't specify that anymore.
Well, Rashi says it.
Oh, fine.
V'chachamim omrim, ein l'davar tashlumen.
No, the Chacham say that what?
Ein l'davar tashlumen.
Right. What does that mean?
Means you don't have to make it.
Not that you don't have to, this, you can't.
The alza nemar ma'os lo yochel liskon the
chesro. Me'uvas, I think. Did anyone look up the pasuk?
Yeah.
Me'uvas. Right. It means that something that's crooked can't be straightened, and something that's missing can't be made up.
I don't
need to take time for it.
Something that's not straight, you can't fix.
Something that's crooked, you can't fix, right? You can't straighten. I mean, there's no tashlum, there's no hashlam, you can't fix it.
I mean,
too bad, so sad, you lost it, that's it. Right? All right. So let's do the Rashis now. I want to read the Rashis?
Yeah.
Fixable.
I just have to get
okay. Guy, who wants to read Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay, Gil, you want to take it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
A little slow. Yidal and Sudos.
Yeah.
Uba Gemara Mefarash Tana. The Gemara is going to say the reason why.
Good.
Ein Ladavar Kitzvah. There's no limit. Im Ratza Lehit Anot. Oh, this is a Rashi I didn't understand. Im Ratza Lehit Anot. If a person wants to fast.
Mm-hmm.
Ein Anu is Kukin Lo. We are not obligated to him.
I think what he means is like we don't require of him. We don't require him not to fast. We don't make a big deal about it. Uh-huh. He doesn't have to not fast, basically.
We don't fast like
that. Ah, so 1 second. He's talking about the rest of the days. The rest of the days. In Ratzel Salas, Ein Azu Kukin Lo, Ella.
In Yochal, Lo Yochal, Chutz LaSukkah.
Right, it's not exactly. So it's the rest of Yom Tov, he has no requirement per se to eat in the sukkah. But if he eats, he has to eat in the sukkah. Meaning if he eats those things that are required to be eaten in the sukkah. He doesn't have a positive requirement to eat in the sukkah. But if he eats, he has to eat in the sukkah. You don't have to go out and shech the cow. You want to have kosher meat, you got to shech the cow. Right? You don't have, as far as the Torah is concerned, an obligation to go out and put tzitzis on a garment. Oh, but if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you must put tzitzis on it. So what we call, I would say, mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah that when you're confronted with a given situation, you have to do it in such and such a fashion. There's no mitzvah chiyuvis. Mitzvah chiyuvis means you must go out of your way to do this act. There's no mitzvah to slaughter animals. I mean, outside of the realm of karbanos that you have to bring. But just tam, there's no mitzvah like that. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. When you want to have kosher meat, you must do it in this way. All right? So that's what they're saying here regarding sukkah. You don't have to eat in the sukkah, per se, but when you're eating,
it has to be in.
Where are you going to eat? Sukkahs now. You got to eat in the sukkah. Okay? Good. Except for the first night. First night is different. How is it different?
She'eno rashai leitanot kidiyal fugmora. Because he's not allowed to fast like we will derive in the Gemara.
Good.
Yashlin suda sozot v'yom tov riba ha'acharon v'shmini atzeret.
So what, he's going to make up this meal. When is he going to make it up?
Last day of Chag, which is shmini atzeret.
Right. He's going to make up the meal that he lost out on the first night of Sukkot. He's going to make it out on the last night. Make it up on the last night of Sukkot.
And even though it's not actually going to be in the sukkah, and the Gemara will ask us.
Right. Okay. So that's, we'll see, that's an important point in terms of how to learn this concept of tashlumin. Right? Because in some cases you're going to be making up a meal. Why am I making up this meal now? Make up the meal because I was supposed to eat a meal in the sukkah. And I didn't eat a meal in the sukkah. So now since I didn't eat a meal in the sukkah, what do I have to do? I have to eat another meal. But the meal that I'm eating is not necessarily a sukkah meal. Shmini Atzeres, not sukkahs. Right? So that's something that the Gemara is going to question, and we're going to have to get into that. Okay? So let's begin the Gemara. Everyone's clear on the basic pshat of the Mishnah?
Crystal,
wow, okay, good. Someone want to volunteer to read the Gemara? Okay, go ahead. Hershman.
My Tama de Rabbi Elazar. Teishu came to Durum. So the reasoning for Rabbi Elazar saying what he said in the Mishnah is for Teishu came to Durum. Madir achas biyom v'achas b'layla. Afsuka achas biyom v'achas b'layla. Just like during the day you eat once in your house and once at night, once during the day in your house, so two by sukkah.
Right.
V'rabanan, and how about the Rabbanan? What do they say? Kedira. Ma'adira. Ibai achil.
Because they also have to acknowledge what? They also have to acknowledge that there's a concept called Teishu Kein Tadiru. Right? You can't say, oh, well, we hold on a different concept. Well, what do you mean? Teishu Kein Tadiru is the guiding principle here in terms of Yeshiva Basukha. So now that we know Teishu Kein Tadiru, well, how are you going to dash in Teishu Kein Tadiru differently such that you can come up with a different interpretation? Rabbi Elazar says, Teishu Kein Tadiru, the way we're just sort of superficially explaining it now. The way you eat in your home is the way you must eat in the sukkah. How do you eat in your home? Well, you have two meals a day. So that's the same way you have to eat in the sukkah. It's a little different than everything that we said until now, right? Until now we said, you eat in your house, you have to eat in the sukkah. When you eat in the sukkah. You sleep in your house, you must sleep in the sukkah. When you sleep. Rabbi Elazar, the first one that we've seen that actually said, you know, he's sort of taking it to a higher level of specificity. You eat two meals a day in your house, you have to eat two meals a day in the sukkah. Okay? The Chacham I'm not saying that. The Chacham is saying, no, we don't get so specific. Right? Let's say a guy normally eats a certain food in his house. You can tell me you have to eat that in the sukkah? So we're not saying that, according to the Chacham. What are we saying? What does Teishu Kein Tadiru mean?
Kedira.
Also Kedira. Teishu Kein Tadiru. So also, we also darshan Kedira. But what different drasha? What's the drasha?
Madira ibai achil. Ibai lo achil, af sukkah nami ibai achil, ibai lo achil. So just by in your house, you don't really have a permanent eating time. You just eat when you feel.
You eat when you want to. If you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat. Right? Ibai achil, if you want to eat, ibai lo achil. You don't want to eat, don't eat. So then what? Say the same thing in the sukkah. When you want to eat, eat, because of the hate, but where should you eat? Eat in the sukkah. You don't want to eat, don't eat. So they're both darshaning on what? Teishu Kein Tadiru. Does everyone see that?
The other opinion is that...
the first opinion?
Yeah, the first
Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah. He's saying that if you normally... He said like...
Since a person normally eats two meals a day in his home, therefore you must eat two meals a day in the sukkah.
And the Chacham are just saying that it doesn't matter how many he normally... in his house.
Right, I think we don't
just
look
like
at
he eats whenever he wants. So he
just like in his house, he eats when he wants and doesn't eat when he doesn't want. Then so too in the sukkah. You want to eat, fine, eat in the sukkah. You don't want to eat, don't eat. But you don't have to go out to the sukkah. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes? Yeah. Now let's just finish out the Gemara, and then I'd like to try to spend a few minutes. Maybe we could try and get an approach to this machlokas, interesting machlokas. Okay?
So
now the Gemara is going to ask on that shita. You okay?
Yeah. So Rabbi the Chachamim just said, if you want to eat, if you don't want to eat, don't eat.
That's it. That's they're saying, listen, we're aware of the concept Teishu Kein Tadiru, but all Teishu Kein Tadiru tells me is when I want to eat, I have to eat in the sukkah.
So now we're gonna ask a question on this to say, then how come you have to eat on the first day?
Yeah, exactly.
They're gonna respond. You learned that from the
slow.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Go ahead.
Yihachi, afilu lele yom tov rishon nami.
Say the same thing. Say the same thing on the first night.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
What would you say on the first night?
Well,
do what you want, right?
Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rav Shimon ben Yehotzerak nemar kan chamisha asar. The Nemar Chamisha Asar Bechag HaMatzos. So we learn from Gzeir Shava, me here on the 15th and over there on the 15th. Malahalon, Laila Harishon, Choba Mikan, Ve'elach, Rishus. Rishus. I always mess those two up.
What does Rishus mean? It's optional. We'll call it optional. It's not obligatory. It's not a chiyuv. It's not an obligation. Right?
Afkan laila harishon chova mikan vila.
Slow. Slow. You gotta put some commas in there, buddy. All right. Take it again. Slow. All
right. Malahalon, just like over there.
Ihoch yafiu leila yom tov rishon nami. That's the question. You want to tell me the whole thing is ibay achil ibay lo achil, and say the same thing the first night. If you want to eat, fine. You don't want to eat, fine. Well, why are you telling me all of a sudden that the first night stands alone? It's separate and apart from all the other nights that I have to eat that night. If you're telling me Teishu Kein Tadiru means when you eat, then you must eat in the sukkah, then why is the first night different? That's what the Gemara is asking. Does everyone see that? Again, because the Chacham are darshaning what it means. So you'll tell me it means eat when you want, and not like Rabbi Eliezer, that you must do certain things to be called Teishu Kein Tadiru. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Teishu Kein Tadiru means you must eat the way you eat in your house. You must eat two meals a day, you must eat 14 meals to be considered Teishu Kein Tadiru. I'm saying no, it's just when you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. So So now the Gemara's question is, well, if that's what it means, then it should mean that throughout. Why are you telling me that there's one obligatory meal? So what's the answer?
Ma lahalam, just like over there, by.
Well, what's lahalam? What are you talking about?
The case of Pesach.
Good.
Laila harishon chova. It's a chiyuv the first night.
You have to eat matzah. You have to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach.
Kan de'elach rishus.
Rest of the days of Pesach, you want to eat matzah. It's nice, but it's not an obligation. The Torah doesn't tell you you have to eat matzah more than that first night. Good, so say the same thing over here. First night, you have to eat in the sukkah. And every other day, it's what?
Whatever you want.
It's a rishus. It's optional. You want to eat? Fine, eat in the sukkah. If you don't want to eat. Second night of Pesach, third night of Pesach. I want to eat. Can I have bread? No. If I want to eat, if I want to have a suda, I have to have matzah. Do I have to have a suda? Not necessarily. The third night of sukkahs. I don't want to eat. So, do I have to go out to the sukkah? No. I want to have bread? I have to go out to the sukkah. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's why the first night, it's learned from as a Seir Shavah from Tesvav Tesvav. Just like we say by Pesach, first night is obligation, and the rest is Rishos. So too over here. The first night is obligation, the first night is a chiyuv, the rest of the days are rishos. So what's the next question that has to be asked? Basic question. How do you know over there that the first night is an obligation?
Amar Kra, Be'erev Tochu Matzot.
Oh, it's a very simple answer. It's an open pasuk. Right? The pasuk says, Amar Kra, I'm sorry, yes, Amar Krab Erev Tochu Matzos. Says the Gemara, Hakasov Kavo Chova. The Torah made it a chiyuv. The Torah said about that meal that it's a chiyuv. So now the Gezeir Shalom works and everything's fine. Right? So at the end of the day, what's the reason why the first, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the first night of Sukkot demands a Suda?
Because of Gezeir Shavah.
Because of Gezeir Shavah, Tesvav, Tesvav, right? Yes? Mm-hmm. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, yes. Well,
I'm saying in general, it just seems like a lot of, I don't want to say uninterested faces, but it seems like everyone's elsewhere. What? You bring cookies? That's cookies of the Friday,
You bring cookies on Friday?
Usually, not every Friday. I bring usually it's Friday closest to Rosh Chodesh. I try to bring. Tomorrow would be that day.
Because tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh.
Guess Avi's gonna be here.
Apparently, even just the talk of it seemed to raise a lot of interest. Okay, so everyone's moda. The last stop it. Everyone's moda. At the end of the day, what's the reason why the Chacham agree that the first day is a chiyuv, the first night is a chiyuv? Because you have the Hekesh, Tetzvav, Tetzvav. Now go back to Rashi for a second. Mm-hmm. Rashi, Chutz Meilele Yom Tov Arishon.
Yeah. She'eno Rashai Lihisanos Kidiyalos Begumara.
So what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying in the Shita of the Chachamim, what's the reason why you can't get out of the first night Suda?
Because you don't have permission to fast.
Because you can't fast. You can't fast. What kind of answer is that? What kind of explanation is that? What should Rashi have said?
It's mandatory to eat.
Because of what?
Because of Tesla.
Yeah. Rashi should have just said, could the Yolf be Gemara Lahalon? We have the limit of Tesvav Tesvav.
Yes, but he's saying that not only are you not, he's, but when he, if you would just say Tesvav, that has nothing to do with the rest of Yom Tov, whereas the rest of Yom
Tov, no, he's trying to distinct.
Fast either.
No, that's not true, according to what he said. Previously, Ein Lo Dover Kitzva, in Rotzul Asanos, Ein Anu Zekukim Lo. We don't stop him from fasting the rest of Yom Tov. Well, we can get into that. We'll try to talk about that, fasting on the rest of Yom Tov. But as far as Rashi is concerned, in explaining the Chachamim, there's no problem fasting the rest of Yontif. You only can't fast the first day. First night of Yontif, you can't fast. Maybe because of the Chiyuv of Simcha. Right? Since it's a Chiyuv of Simcha, you're not allowed to fast. And that's why you must eat a Suda, and therefore you have to eat the Sukkah. And those are the steps. Right? When you see that Rashi, you have to really speak out all the unspoken steps. What are the steps? Since there's a Chiyuv of Simcha. It's not stated. Since there's a Chiyuv.
Wait, but this we know? What you're saying right now?
Well,
is...
not, you wouldn't know it from looking at Rashi, but yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, we know that. We'll talk more about it when we see right. Tosos over here and Tosos and Brachos.
There's a Gemara that talks about the scroll.
Megillas Tainis.
Megillas Tainis. I'm saying those are the minor holidays. Everybody knows the major holidays. You're not on the fast off.
So, what's the matter? So now he's saying, since there's this obligation to be b'simcha, and now you can't fast, so therefore you have to have a suda. So if you have to have a suda because of the simcha, then where must you have it? Oh, you have to have it in the sukkah. But since on the other days you don't have that chiyuv necessarily, therefore you're not bound to have a suda, therefore you don't have to be in the sukkah. But what's the problem with that? Problem is, and I don't have an answer for you, I'm just saying this is something that you should take note of when you read this Rashi. This should sort of raise a red flag, yeah. Why is Rashi saying this when the Gemara has a totally different approach?
What, do you make a hekesh?
The Gemara, at the end of the day, as far as the Gemara is concerned, the reason why, according to Rabbi Elazar, you must sit in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs is because of the hekesh.
What is the
hekesh? Tetzvav. From Pesach. Just like on the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation to have matzah. And the rest of the week, it's a rishos. So too over here. First night of Sukkot is a chiyuv. The rest of the week is a rishos. That's it. End of story. So something to think about. At the moment, maybe as we go through the sugya more, we'll come up with some explanation. But right now, it's a question. It's hard to say. What do you mean? That's the Gemara's hekesh. Rashi doesn't hold the hekesh.
Hekesh.
I mean, the Gzeir Shava. You know, Tesvav. Connect the connection.
Hekesh means connection.
Yeah.
Was it possible that you could fast on the first night of Pesach?
No.
No, but again, for a different reason.
What would the reason be over there?
I mean, maybe you'd say there's a Chi of Simcha, but you also have an obligation to have matzah. You have to have matzah. Torah says you must have matzah. You have to have both matzahs.
So well, what's the second question on the answer that you mentioned?
On Rashi?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer at the moment. Just saying it's something that needs to be explored a little bit.
But we said since there exists a Kiev to be in the sample, it must eat a Suda, therefore must go to Sukkah.
Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
I say it seems a lot more convoluted than the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is simply, Tetzvav, that's it. Rashi gave me a whole thing. Oh, since you can't fast, you have to eat then. Since you have to eat, you have to be in the Sukkah. All right. Let's take a look at Tosos.
Does that mean that Rashi's rejecting?
No, that's what Avi said. It's hard to say he's rejecting the Gemara.
What's
wrong? Say a show. He might be giving another reason.
But what do you mean? What's another reason? Well, why not tell me that the Gemara explains later on why Rabbi Eliezer, why even according to the Chachamim I have to eat on the first night? What about that being the simpler thing to do?
Yeah.
That's what you expect Rashi to do. Look, what does he say over here? Regarding something else, could the yalf be Gemara? Oh, that's the same issue, actually. But Gemara parachalo. The Gemara is going to ask on this. So say, or you had it even at the very beginning. Well, Gemara of a farish taima. You have it all the time, and you have it two other places right here. All Rashi had to do was say, like we went out from the Gezer Shava. Could the yalf be Gemara? Could the farish taima be Gemara? Why not just say that? Why not just say could the farish taima be Gemara? The same thing he said for Yudalad Sudos, for Rabbi Eliezer, time of Mefarsh B'Gemara, which is true, it's explained. Tell me the same thing for the Chachamim. Tell me time of Mefarsh B'Gemara. In one case, it's because you have to eat the two Sudos that you eat in your house, and the other one, no, because whenever you eat, you have to eat the Sukkah. Tell me, it's both time of Mefarsh B'Gemara.
But isn't a reason stronger
than a Gzeir Shavah, this is Gzeir Shavah. But what do you mean by...
Like he's giving an action.
But that's the Gemara gives a specific reason.
Oh,
The Gemara says that is the limud. So now what? Was Rashi come along and say, hey, I don't really like that limud. I have a better reason? It's hard to say such a thing. Rashi's rejecting the Gemara, the Masorah. He has a different answer.
Yeah, but isn't Rashi seeing a little bit more of a proof as opposed to...
Well, that's what Avi's saying.
Yeah, see, the Chama seems more like a trust me, it's the way it is. And Rashi's just coming up with a formulation for how you could get that without basically just holding to the Chama. I mean,
well, again,
it's similar to something else. But like
they're saying it's a...
trusting their word, and not the words not legitimate, but Rashi's actually just giving you...
But it's a different reason. It's a different... Rashi has nothing to do with the Gezer Shavim. Rashi has nothing to do with Tesvav Tesvav. Yeah. I'm saying that's a little strange.
But he's just saying you can come to that logically without having a, like, a Masora. Some have a certain Masora, but that's a hecker. But he's saying that even without relying on just a Masora, you can come to that conclusion. Through the Halachic system. I see that as a
therefore
as
what?
Quality.
And therefore it's better. And therefore it's better.
It's just clear.
Well, I think that's what Avi's saying. Yeah. Right? Is that what you're saying? I don't know, but it's still... No, I hear what you're saying. It's just... I still think it needs a little bit of explanation. What does that mean in terms of the Gezer Shavah?
Well, it doesn't mean that the Gezer Shavah is wrong.
It's an additional, like an additional reason.
Well, he just says you learn not from the halachic system, you don't have to rely on the sun. I still get quality.
Okay. All right. What about the machlokas itself? Could we try to explain the machlokas itself?
Could you speak up?
Yeah, between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says you have to have 14 sudos. Yeah. And the Chacham say, no, I don't care how many sudos you have. If you want to eat, eat. You don't want to eat, don't eat. Except for the first night. Now again, according to Rashi, it's the first night because you can't fast, and according to the Gemara, it's because you learn out from Chag HaMatzos. But what's Machlokas? Yeah, but what kind of Machlokas is that? What's it based on? What's the Svara to say... You have to have 14 sudos because you have to have 2 sudos a day like you have in your house. And what's the svara to say that you have to have no sudos necessarily? So let's just stop there for 1 second. So you're saying that the machlokas is in how to understand teshuvah came to dinner. Right? It is in how to understand teshuvah came to dinner. Okay, good.
So it's whether it actually overlaps and you have to say that.
It overlaps with
me. It extends to even eating, not just like sleeping or.
Well, it definitely extends to eating. Everyone agrees that. All the things that you normally do in your house, you have to do in the sukkah. That's taken for granted. So it's moving beyond that. To what extent?
The amount of time.
One says it's the amount of times, and one says what? One says not the amount of time. All right, I mean, that's a step, but you can maybe make a little further.
Do patterns carry over?
I want to say.
It seems that one thing that you feel is, I guess, like how you do it.
How you do it.
One's Rabbi Elazar's view of teshu is a objective one that everyone does the same exact thing no matter what, and for chachamim is more subjective where okay you might eat one meal a day or you might eat 3 meals a day, it varies based on.
Let's assume they both agree on the fact that people generally ate 2 meals a day, which you see from elsewhere in Shas that was the norm, right? When it comes to Basu B'chol, we see one who assumes that they would eat.
But he still has the option not to eat a meal at a certain point.
Yeah, but they both agree with that. But they both agree with that. I think those are givens. A person could generally eat 2 meals a day, that they both agree on. So what? The Chacham say, so what? What do I care that a guy normally eats 2 meals a day? That doesn't matter to me.
The machlokas maybe is on Rabbi Eliezer says patterns carry over, the Chachamim say they don't.
Okay, I mean, can you explain that?
Well, like a pattern. So, like.
I know what you mean,
yeah.
But... But why would you say that? I mean, what about quote unquote pattern makes it carry over. And
if it's a sinusoidal, is there a word to use?
What's that?
If it's periodic, whatever. So a periodic thing. It's like there's a fixed time. If there's a fixed time, then that establishes a pattern. Daily fixed time for doing a certain thing.
Like you eat dinner at 6 p.m. and you eat breakfast at 9 a.m.
But therefore the, what? You have to explain to me how that fits into Teishu King Tadir. You still have to, even if you're going to tell me they're arguing on whether or not this recurring pattern is something that's transferable to the Sukkah, you have to tell me how that speaks to Teishu King Tadir.
Because
I understand Teishu King Tadir to mean X, and therefore I say it carries over. Or I understand that Teishu King Tadir means Y, and therefore I say it's not transferable.
So it's considered a doing, like an action, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, if you always hammer, let's see, I don't know.
Focus is just...
I'm not trying to give you a hard time, I'm just
trying
to make you see.
I mean, just Rebellion is trying to establish a, he's saying as a normal thing, people eat this amount of times a week normally and this amount of times a day. And so therefore he's trying to make a thing, a finite, whatever.
Yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more objective.
Whereas,
agreed. It's more objective. You must eat in the sukkah in the same way that you eat in your house.
Rabbanan acknowledge anything can happen at any minute. You could just eat a grapefruit and not be hungry for the rest of the day.
So, but what are they arguing on? What are they arguing on? When a guy gets hungry?
On what normal is?
No, let's say they agree with that. That's what I'm trying to say. Look,
they don't agree with that. With what normal is?
That doesn't seem to be the machlokas, because I'm saying that was a societal norm. That was a societal norm. People ate twice a day.
It's a norm.
That yeah.
Not a must.
Even Rabbi Elazar is not going to tell you when you're home you have to eat two meals a day. He would say, since you normally eat two meals a day, since the average person eats two meals a day at home.
He's saying that you must eat.
Good. So, what are the Chacham saying about that? I don't care what you normally do. That's not what you have to do in the Sukkah.
Because they're extending Teishu King Tadir to its core, if I don't feel like eating, I don't have to eat.
You're just restating the facts. You're correct. What you're saying is true.
What?
You mean it seems so obvious to you that you can't even put it into words? Not arguing, I'm just trying to explain.
He's saying this case only effectuates when it only goes into effect once you've done a specific action. You have to have specific actions in order to make the Teishu happen. As opposed to the Chacham, which seems like they're saying basically a lifestyle or a certain general lifestyle is what's going to effectuate the Teishu. Sorry, you just have to clarify those two points. It's in general that it's
right.
No, it's different once through a lifestyle, once through specific action.
You're right. So what Chaim is saying is that as far as the Shita or Leather is concerned, what Leather is saying is that Teishu King Tadir has a specific tsura to the Maisa Achila that you have to engage in order to be considered a dar basukah. In order to be considered a sukkah dweller, you have to do certain specific acts. Specific. And in this case, specific means 14 meals. That's the specific surah of the Maisa of Yeshiva Basukah. Why? Oh, because we borrow that from the way that a person eats in his house. We modeled it after the way a person eats in his house. Now, it's true. A person may choose not to eat one day, or he may eat three meals a day, but the normal eating pattern of a person in his home is to eat two meals a day. So now when we said that eating is one of those activities that you have to do in the sukkah, well, what am I going to be mechayiv in terms of eating? Well, I'm going to be mechayiv the maisa achila that's demonstrable of living. And that's twice a day.
The Chacham's position is much more difficult, I think, to work out because they don't really explain when the teishu is taking place. Or it's hard to pinpoint exactly.
No, so the Chacham is saying, there's no specific. The Chacham is saying there's no specific surah to the Maisa of Yeshiva Sukkah. Exactly. Whatever components there are to living in your home, those things, when you do them, you have to do them in the Sukkah. I'm not going to tell you how often you have to do them. I'm not going to tell you specifically replicate the way you do it in your house. if you sleep for 2 hours, 5 hours a night, you have to sleep 5 hours in the sukkah. It's not that this becomes a specific surah to the act. It's sort of like you said, it's the sum total of all the things that you do that are acts of living. That's yeshiva basukkah. As Rabbi Elazar is saying, that each one of those things becomes defined as a specific maisa of living in the sukkah, and therefore it has to be done a certain way. It could very well be, like Yonah was saying, that maybe other things, according to Rabbi Elazar, would also carry over in a specific type of way. Right? I don't know about the drawing, whatever it is. It could be. I mean, it's not a crazy argument to make. It would be surprising. Right. Here we only know about eating, but exactly. I normally sleep 8 hours a day, so now I must sleep 8 hours in the sukkah. Unless you say it's only by achila, maybe it's unique to achila because achila specifically has this aspect of being done in a certain way. Since it was done twice a day, now it lends itself to being defined as a maisa in a certain way. As opposed to Shana, maybe it wasn't normal, maybe sleeping patterns were not normal, but since eating had a normal recurring pattern twice a day, that becomes the very definition of eating, which you must do now in the sukkah. As opposed to Chacham say, no, I'm not interested in a specific maisa of achila. Just it's more of a general idea. All the things that I do in the sukkah are kiyumim and teshukim to diru. There are some things that I must do in the sukkah.
So what Rabbi Elazar say about other aspects of teshu came to do?
Well, that's what I don't know. That's what Chaim just mentioning now. Let's say, would he say that you have to sleep a specific amount of time? It's not mashma that way. But you know, if you took the svara and applied it to other aspects of yeshiva sukkah, I guess it would follow that. Unless you say sleep is inherently different. Right? Unless you say sleep is inherently different, which does come up actually in halacha as well. Because a person could go a certain amount of time without sleeping, but can't go a certain amount of time without eating. Right? That's why there's no bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. Right? So sleeping seems to have less of a... It lends itself less to a specific definitive maisa. A meal, 2 meals a day. That's called achila. Sleeping maybe doesn't have that. Some days a guy could sleep an hour, some guys could sleep a half hour. Right, we had that previously in the Gemara. The Gemara said sometimes you take a little nap and that's it. You're good to go. In terms of the tefillin, right? On the bottom of Chavav and Beis.
Maybe they had different assumptions.
Did we have that? Yes, no? Didn't we have that? That sometimes a person just sleeps a little bit and he's fully rested. Was that Rashi?
No, that was
sometimes a little bit of food sensation. She ain kevel shena. The ain bo chiluk bein kevel arai l'inyan sukkah. She ain odom kavei atzmal shena. Sleep doesn't really lend itself to being called arai or keva. Sometimes sleep is enough, just a little bit. Different than eating. Eating apparently is something that.
Maybe they have two different assumptions of what people do. Right?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Rabbi Elazar assumes that people are more regimented and structured in their daily routine.
The thing, it's hard to say they're arguing on a fact like that. I think it's much more likely that they both accept the fact that people ate twice a day.
So what do you think the machlokes is?
That's what I'm trying to explain. And the machlokes seems to be how you view teshukin nadir. Is teshukin to do a specific formulaic mitzvah? You have to do it a certain way. Like every other mitzvah. We don't say, listen, here's a lulav, you do what you think is right with it. No, we say pick it up and you know that's the mitzvah until it's lulav. Or here's matzah. Do what you want with it. Take care of it. Care for it. Pet it. Speak to it. No. Those aren't kiyumim in matzah. Matzah has to be eaten. So Rabbi Elazar is saying the same thing over here. Teishu kein tadur, like any other mitzvah, has a specific maisa. What is it? 2 meals a day. I mean, it's still going to be a little bit open. What's a meal? But I mean, obviously it means washing and benching, I guess, twice a day. That's called that's a maisa of eating.
I'm not sure the
Chacham, remember, saying this mitzvah is different. This mitzvah is unique. It's not like eating matzah or taking a lulav. It doesn't require a specific maisa to get a, if you will, a check in this box, because it's more of a general approach to the sukkah.
That's like an easy way out of any.
No, because it's different.
How's this one different? Oh, because it's different. Like,
no, but you could see on its face that it's different.
Why?
Because it's not like achilas matzah or netilas lulav or kriyas megillah. It's not, because those mitzvos are inherently defined by their meisim that are involved. Teishu kein tadur is much more abstract, much more obtuse. Inherently. Kol masha adam osa beveso. Whatever a person does in his house, those are the things they should do in his sukkah. Okay. Today and now I'm eating, I'll eat the sukkah. Today I'm reading, I'll read in the sukkah. But I don't, you think the Chacham Shita is less logical?
This is more difficult to work out, because at least Eliezer is giving a standard for what that means. The Chacham aren't giving a standard.
No, they are.
The standard is that's right. The standard is, these are things that you must do in the sukkah when you do them. Since these are considered home-based activities, when you engage in these activities, you have to do them in the sukkah. Because you have to relate to the sukkah as your home. That's what Teishu Kein Tadur means. It doesn't mean that you must do certain maisim to satisfy Teishu Kein Tadur. It's almost like saying the chakir is, or the machlokas is teishu kein tadiru a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis? If teishu kein tadiru is a mitzvah chiyuvis, then it has to be a specific way that you do it. If teishu kein tadiru is more of a mitzvah kiyumis, then it means any time I partake of these activities, I have to do in the zakah.
So do you think that's what the difference is? They're viewing the mitzvah of someone saying it's a kiyumis and That's what it sounds like.
Except for the first night. The first night, even the Chacham agree, you must do that in the sukkah. But that's for a different reason. Either for the stated reason of Tetzvav, right? Kzeir Shavah. Or because of Rashi's approach that has to do with the Issa to fast, which again is difficult for its own reasons. Yes.
Maybe a modification.
A
new idea, actually.
New idea?
So, always
open to new ideas?
Rav Eliezer wants to say, is the general nature of man included?
It's Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer. In Kein Tadiru, or the Chachamim say, no, only specific expression of nature is included in Kein Tadiru.
Say again? Sorry.
So the general, in other words, the Machlokas is about what is included in Kein Tadiru.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer says, general nature, Chachamim say, specific expression of nature.
You mean the other way around? The Chacham are the more lenient ones.
Yeah, so specific.
The general nature.
No.
It really depends how you define.
Well, what do you mean by general and specific?
Okay, fine. Well, in any. Yeah, sure. Okay, so yeah, one. So, I guess we was thinking about.
I thought you were saying the one that holds its two meals a day. I thought that was specific.
No, I would say general nature in that case, because that's the general nature of man is to have two meals a day.
All right.
Consequently, that is included in Kein Tadiru. However, specific expression sees more what the person actually chooses to do. So he could choose to eat or not to eat. Yeah, his general nature is to eat, but since he has the ability to choose not to do it, he is able to also choose not to do it in the sukkah.
And that's what I'm saying. That's specific.
I call it a specific expression. I don't know if it's the proper term.
No, okay, I hear what you're saying. It's confusing terms because it seems like the opposite. It seems like.
Oh. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. That's interesting. I mean, it sounds like it's related to what we're saying. It's related to. Okay, so for next time we'll pick up with these two tosas in Teishu and Ibayah. If you got to it today, you can go over it. If you didn't get to it, certainly take a look at it. And there's also a tosas on Memtes in Brachos. Memtes on Beis. Okay, yeah. We'll stop here.
Is Rabbi Eliezer's thing?